Okay, good morning, everybody, and getting chaydish, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Dalet. We left off Kuf Yud Gimel Amabez at the two dots, a couple of lines up from the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur, for our purposes, sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Perhaps Marenu has other sponsorships up in Camp Kaylee. Today we are going to cover primarily two topics. First topic is the topic of katan ochel nevelos based in mitzuvin lafrisho or ein mitzuvin lafrisho. So if you have a katan who you see is doing an avera, is based in required to, or is based in obligated to try to prevent the katan from doing the avera, or can based in just let the katan do his or her thing because the katan is not mitzuva in mitzvos anyway. We are going to discuss this because what we had seen yesterday was a shita that a katan or a katana is not supposed to perform yibum, and the reason that they're not supposed to perform yibum is because the katan is shema yimsa sris, the katana is shema yimsa islandis, yet we had in our Mishnah cases where a katan was performing yibum with a gedola, with a woman who was of age, with an adult, and therefore that's going to lead us into a discussion of whether if you see a katan doing an avera, is there an obligation to prevent the katan from sinning? Does it depend what type of avera it is or not? Now, obviously, we're not talking about actually asking a katan or instructing a katan to do an avera that you're certainly not allowed to do. And we're going to talk a little bit about the parameters of the mitzvah of chinuch and how it may apply here. So a very interesting sugya. That's going to bring us to the end of the 14th parak. And on Amud Beis, we're going to begin the 15th parak of the Masechta. And now the parakim are beginning and ending in quick succession, as we've seen. But the next parak is going to focus on a woman who goes to Medina Sayyam with a husband, maybe with a kid, maybe with a yavam, and then comes back and testifies that, well, she's not an aide, but she is giving testimony that that the husband died or that the son died, and that therefore she's able to marry anybody from the shuk, or maybe she's eligible to marry her yavam. So we'll see whether or not she's believed. And that's going to depend on the circumstances of A, the marriage, and B, the circumstances of the general situation in the world. Was there a condition of war? Was there peace in the world? Was there peace between the couple? Were the couple arguing? Stuff like that. So that's going to be the beginning of the 15th parak in the Masechta. Again, we left off Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 8 lines up from the bottom of the page, where it says, Hayed Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was made that a chareshes, whose nesuin is min haTorah, can get divorced. So, and the reason that a chareshes can get divorced is because even though a chareshes is a lav bar das, as we said yesterday, the chareshes doesn't have das, the woman does not require das in order to be divorced. And therefore, even if her marriage is valid on a daraisa level, even if her marriage is valid on a biblical level, for example, she was a pikachas when she got married, so she was able to accept the nesuin with full das. So even if she was a bikachas when she got married, or for example, even if her father gave her over to nesuin, in which case it's also a daraisa nesuin, still she's able to get divorced. So says the Gemara as follows: Amar Rava me'edusa shel Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada, from the edus of Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada. Again, the fundamental principle is that a woman does not require das in order to get divorced. You do not require the woman's consent. So let's say the guy is a real weasel and he does the following. So Amar la'edim, Ru get ze shani nosein. He says to Edim, hey guys, check out this get, I'm going to give it to my wife. V'yamrala, but when it comes to give it to his wife, he's a huge chicken. So he says, kinsi shtar chov ze. So he says, oh, go accept this promissory note to show that I owe you money. So he gives a shtar to his wife. He's literally too embarrassed to admit to her that it's a get. Nevertheless, if she accepts the shtar of course is a get. It's not a promissory note. It's not a shtar chov. She is megareshes because we do not require her consent in order to get divorced. So milo amar Rav Yochanan megugada lo binendaita, achanami lo binendaita, and that's the reason, because we don't require the das of the woman in order to get divorced. Says the Gemara Pshita, well, it's obvious. If you don't need the das of the woman to get divorced, then the woman doesn't have to know that it's a get. It says the Gemara, maybe not so simple. Because ma'adatebe midamar le kinsi shtar chov zeh betuli batli kamash malon. That since he says, since he affirmatively says to the woman, oh, go accept this promissory note, even though he had first told the Edom this is a get, maybe when he made the verbal declaration to the woman that she should accept the promissory note, he was mavatal the get. Kamash Malan, no, he wasn't Mavatal the get, because he said the Batle La'idim Avi Kamar Lahu. Because if he really wanted to be Mavatal the get, he would have been Mavatal the get in front of the same Edim who he said, hey, this is a get. He would have told the Edim, guess what, guys? Now I'm being Mavatal the get. But Umidlo Amr La'idim, from the fact that he didn't say it to the Edim, and he only said it to the woman, that this is a promissory note, that it's not a get, Lo Batle, he did not intend to be Mavatal the get, Velo Midi, V'haid Kamar Ke'achi Machmas Kisufa. And the reason that he told the woman that that here this is a promissory note instead of just manning up and saying that this is your get and I'm divorcing you is because he was simply embarrassed. So he never intended to be Mavatal the get. Because he never intended to be Mavatal the get, the woman is going to be divorced, even though she's accepting the get under false pretenses. She's accepting the shtar under the pretense that it's a promissory note. But it doesn't matter, because as we've seen, we don't require the das of the woman in order to accept the get, in order to be divorced. Says the Gemara, now switching topics. Now is the main event of our sugya, of our daf today. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Bizna, Irchasu Le Meftachi Debei Medrash Abrishus Arabim. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Bizna lost the keys of the base medrash in a Rishus Arabim B'Shabbata, on Shabbos. So he was in a bind. He was stuck because he wanted to get into the base medrash, but he lost the keys. He dropped the keys in Rishus Arabim, so he wasn't able to pick them up. So Asala Kaimi the Rav Pedas, so he came before Rav Pedas and said, listen, I'm stuck, what should I do? Summerlay, so he gave him the following Asa. Zil Debar Tali Vitalia, Vilatailu Hasam, you should go take young boys and girls there and let them play in that area of the Rishus HaRabim where you dropped your keys. Di Mishkachi Luhu Maisilu, because if they find your keys, they're just going to bring them back. In other words, they're not going to know it's Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah, I'm not supposed to carry in a Rosh Hashanah. No, just go lead kids there. They'll play. Don't tell them to get the keys, but just let them play. Memela, they'll find the keys. And Memela, when they find the keys, they'll bring them back to you. Alma Kasavar, so it's obvious that he holds that katan ochal navelos, that if you see a katan who's going to do an avera, ain based in mitzuvin lahaf risho. Based in does not have to separate him from Basin, does not have to prevent him from doing an Avera. So we'll come back to the exact nature of this in a second, but first let's finish up until the two dots. So Lemim Sayele, so let's bring a Raya. Lo Yomar Odom Latino Kavali Maftea Kavali Chosem. You're not allowed to tell a child, go bring me the key that fell on Rosh HaRabim, go bring me a signet ring that fell on Rosh HaRabim. You can't tell him to go bring anything from Rosh HaRabim. Ela manicha v'tolish, manicha zorek. But you let the kid play there, and if the kid, you know, rips up some grass and brings it to you, it's fine. If the kid throws the key to you, then it's also fine. So we see also that a katan ochal nevelos is ain based in mitzuvin lafrisho. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya, because Amar Abaya tolesh batzah sheina nakub. When we say that you're allowed to do tolesh, that you're allowed to have the kid do tolesh, just rip up the blade of grass on Shabbos and separate something from the ground, that doesn't mean from the actual ground. That means from a flower pot, which is not considered to be planted in the ground on a deraisa level. Zorek v'karmelis d'rabanan. When we say that you're allowed to have the kid throw an object to you, doesn't mean from a Rosh HaRabim midaraisa, because if you see a kid violating an Isser daraisa, then you taka have to be porish him from doing an Avera. You have to prevent him from doing the Avera. Maybe we're talking only about a drabanan Avera, and therefore there would be no raya from here what the halacha is by a daraisa level. So this general idea of katan ochal novelas aimed based on mitzuma lafrisho is a very labedic sugya. So the Avnei Nezer explains, the Avnei Nezer is mesupak rather, whether this is a din in onshin or whether this is a din in the fact that mitzvos and isurim are not shayach to katanim at all. In other words, is the reason that you're allowed to have the katan just violate the avera and not prevent him from doing the avera is because he's not a bar onshin anyway, so he's not going to be punished anyway, so what difference does it make? Or is it even greater? Or is it that the avera, the isur is really not shayach to him because he's only a katan? So the Rambam happens to say that all of these halachos are only applicable to whether Bastin is mechuyev to be mafreshim from Avera or not. But everybody agrees that his father, if he sees him doing an Avera, his father has to give him rebuke, and his father actually has to tell him not to do the Avera, because there because it's possible that there is a mitzvah of chinuch on the father, and therefore the father is required to prevent his son from sinning. However, the Rashba says no, that when we say based on mitzvah lafrisho, the same applies to his father as well. And from our sugya, we talk about situations where fathers are seeing their children violate an avera, and whether the father has to prevent the kid from doing an avera altogether. That the Ritva says that that the shita of the Rambam in Or Gemara is that we're dealing with a katan shelo igia lechinuch. However, there are others who hold that we're talking even by a katan sheyegia lechinuch that ain't based in mitzuvin lafriso, because there is a din whether the mitzvah of chinuch applies only to doing mitzvos asay begeder ena mitzuva viosa, or whether chinuch also applies to mitzvos los asay, where the whole concept of ena mitzuva viosa doesn't apply, because ena mitzuva viosa applies that you're doing a mitzvah asay. It doesn't speak at all to whether there's a mitzvah of chinuch by a mitzvah of a losase, by an iser losase rather. Okay, so this is the beginning of the sugya of katan ochal nevelos based in mitzvah lafrisho or ain based in mitzvah lafrisho. So the Gemara now continues, tries to bring a raya. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the two dots toward the top of Kuf Yudal and Amud Aleph. Ove kochavim shaba lechavos. If an ove kochavim, let's say the house is on fire, and an ove kochavim comes to put out the fire, say, ein omrim lo kave ve'al techabe. You do not instruct him, put out the fire or don't put out the fire. Because it's not your business what he does. You are not required to make sure that the Oved Kochavim not violate Shabbos. However, katan abalachavos, however, if a katan comes to put out the fire, if a katan instinctively sees a fire and runs to put it out, omrim lo al techabe, you have to tell him, al techabe, do not put out the fire. Why? Because his shvisa is incumbent on you. In other words, his shvisa is your responsibility. So what do we see in this Gemara? We're seeing that if the katan is coming on Shabbos and is going to put out the fire, you have to tell him, don't put out the fire. Meaning, based in mitzuvin lafrisho. You see he's about to do an iser. You have to prevent him from doing the iser. So says the Gemara, no. Amar lei, amar Rav Yochanan ba'osal das aviv. No, the issue here is that he's doing it al das aviv. The katan is not doing it on his own volition. If the katan were doing it simply on his own volition and you saw him doing the avera, maybe you wouldn't have to prevent him from doing the avera. The reason you have to affirmatively instruct him, don't put out the fire, is because the katan is looking at the father and trying to gauge his reaction to when he tries to put out the fire. As Rashi says, Shatinok Tzofet Ba'aviv Roesh Enoach Lo B'kach V'yamin Omer Alav Davikilu Mitzaveyu Lasos. The katan is looking for the approving look of his father. He's looking for a reaction. So therefore, it's as if the father is instructing him to put out the fire. Avahanach Bavtechas Rav Yitzchak Lo Adiyu Shenevdu Sham Lo Akir B'daito Shenoach Lo. However, the case that we began with in the Gemara's discussion, where the Amora who lost the keys to the base medrash in Rosh Hashanah, Rabim and Rav Pedas told him, just leave the children there and Memelo they'll bring the keys back. They didn't even know that the rabbi lost the keys. So they're not looking at the rabbi for approving glances and trying to figure out whether what they're doing meets with the approval of the rabbi. They're not doing it al dato at all. However, over here, if they're doing it al das, the father, then it's as if they're doing it per his instruction, and therefore the father has to in fact instruct them not to do the avera. Says the Gemara, the kavasa lagabe yove kochavim dos al das Yisrael. So says the Gemara, hang on a second. But if the katan is doing it al das aviv, then the other case in the Braisa, where we talk about ovi kochavim putting out the fire, it must be that he's also doing it al das Yisrael. But if the ovi kochavim is doing it al das Yisrael, is it going to be mutter for the ovi kochavim to put out the fire? You don't have to tell the ovi kochavim not to do it. The kavasa gabe ovi kochavim dos al das Yisrael mishari, is that going to be permissible? That's amira la'akam. So ovi kochavim adai to the nafshay yavid. Says the Gemara, no, the ovi kochavim is doing it adaite denafshei, meaning he's doing it because he wants to take schar. So in other words, he's not doing it because he wants to help you. He's doing it because he wants to help himself. In other words, he wants to help himself get paid. So it happens to be this isser of kibui is, according to the Rashba, is only an Isser Midrabanan, because it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, unless you require the wick or the coal that's going to be left when you extinguish the fire. And therefore, you have to say that our sugya is going according to the shita of Rabbi Yudu, who says that a malacha shein etzricha legufa is going to be aser min haTorah. Because if we held like Reb Shimon, that a malacha shein etzricha legufa is only aser min haRabbanan, then you have no raya over here like Amir al-Akam, to Amir al-Akam, because then this would be an Amir al-Akam on a haRabbanan. And the Gemara wouldn't be saying, ah, if he's doing it al da'ato, how can you let him do the Avera? It's Amir Eliakim. So it must be that we're dealing according to the Shita of Rav Yehuda, who holds that this would be a case of Amir Eliakim, Mida Oraisa. In any event, this Raya was inconclusive. We tried bringing a Raya that Katan Ochal Navela is based in Mitzuvin Lafrisho, and we had said, no, this is not stam a case of Katan Ochal Navela. This is as if you're instructing the kid to do the Isser. Says the Gemara Navaiter, takes another shot. So Tashma, Ben Chaver, Sharagal Lelech, Eitzel Avi Imo Amaoretz. You have a Ben Chaver, who eats so everything but Tahara, so he's a very pious person, who goes to his mother's father. In other words, he goes to his grandfather's house, who's an Amaretz. Why doesn't it say that he goes to his grandfather's house? Because if this guy is a Ben Chaver, so Mistama, the Ben Chaver's grandfather, is also a Chaver, because the way that the tradition used to be passed down in the days of the Gemara is from father to child, not so much in the yeshiva system. And so Mistama, if the father was a Chaver, the grandfather was also a Chaver. So he went to his maternal grandfather, who's an Amaretz. That we don't have to be afraid that maybe he's going to give him fruit that didn't have Trumas of Mice was taken from it. And therefore, Matzah B'yado Peros, if you see that he's holding Peros, and we must be talking about Dagon Tirosh and Yitzar, because if not, there is no, because if not, this Gemara would be an implicit raya that Trumas of Maisros on other Peros is also Midaraisa. But whatever it is, we're talking about Peros where Trumas of Maisros need to be separated Midaraisa. If you find that he's holding Peros, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to, give him Peros Einim Etekanim, and therefore Matzabi of the Peros Ein Zakuklo. Meaning, his father doesn't have to prevent him from eating these peros. So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yochanan b'dmai hekilu. No, it's the only reason that you don't have to be zakaklo. The only reason that you don't have to prevent him from eating these peros is only because it's d'mai. And by d'mai, they were mekil. So the Tosfos over here wonders, Tosfos on top wonders, why do we say that by d'mai hekilu? Why don't we just say that we're dealing with a stam iser midrabanan? Why don't we just say that the Gemara is talking about stam peros, not dagan tirosh and yitzar? So we're talking about stam peros, where the mitzvah of trumas amaisros is only midrabanan anyway. And so this is not a case of b'dmaye kilu. This is a case of safek drabanan. And so the answer is that because it's d'may is actually a separate. D'mai may be actually, Rav Chanan has a whole lumdus about it, D'mai may actually be a separate category. In other words, we're assuming that D'mai means that it's suffolk, were Trumas and Maestros taken from it, was suffolk, maybe Trumas and Maestros wasn't taken from it. It's also possible that D'mai is, whatever it is, it's Betoras Vadai. It's not that I'm a supik whether Trumas and Maestros taken from it. This thing inherently has a Vadai status that I don't know what it is. So that may be different from a regular case of safek derabanan. But in any event, says the Gemara, that the reason that if you see the kid eating peros, back to our sugya, if the reason that you see the kid eating peros, you don't have to separate him from the avera, is stam, it's a kula by demai. Says the Gemara, elataima de demai avadai by lisure. So it's mashma that the only reason is because it's demai. We don't know what the status is. However, if you knew for sure that the peros were enum etekanim, then you would have to give trumas and maisros. Aye, so says yet. Ein zakuklo. What we had said in the Gemara was that you don't have to prevent him from eating the fruit. V'amar Rav Yochanan b'osa al das aviv. No, it's because osa al das aviv, and that's why you have to. V'amar Rav Yochanan b'osa al das aviv, and mashma that if the katan was doing it on his own, then you would not have to prevent him from eating these fruits. So the raya in the Gemara that the Gemara tried to bring is the whole reason why you don't have to prevent them from eating the fruits is because it's demai. But at the time of the demai, havadai, but if you knew for sure that the payros were not mitukanim, then boy, lisura, you would have to prevent them from eating the fruit and you would have to give miser. So we see that based on mitzuvin lafrisha meyisr. So said the Gemara, no, because that's also by osal das aviv. However, if the katan were doing the avera on his own without looking toward his father for an approving look, then maybe you would not have to prevent him from sinning. Ela Rav Yochanan spukim yisafkalei. Koi hachi madchi, koi hachi madchi. He was misupak. So any way you're going to bring a raya, he's going to try to deflect the raya. Tashma, another raya attempt. So ben chaver kohen. Now you have a ben chaver who's a kohen. Sharuga lelech etzel avi imo kohen amaret. He goes to his maternal grandfather, who's also a kohen, but this guy's an amaret. So ein choshesh en shameyach elenu truma tameya. You don't have to be afraid that maybe he's going to feed you truma tameya. Matzah b'yoda peiros, and therefore if you found peiros in his hand, ein zakaklo. So you don't have to prevent him from eating it. So again, ein based him mitzuvin lafrisho. It's a raya. Says the Gemara, no, not a raya. What the halacha would be by the raya, because but truma derabanan. We're only dealing with truma derabanan. However, it could be that if you saw him violating potential iser deraisa, you would have to prevent him from sinning. Tashma, another attempted raya. Yonek tinok vaholech me'avodes kochavim. That a tinok is allowed to nurse from an ovedes kochavim umi behema tmeya, and also from a behema tmeya. The Rishonim debate whether the breast milk of an ovedes kochavim is actually usur if there is a kashrus issue, or if it's only a midas chasidus not to nurse from that milk. However, from a behema tameya, the milk is certainly not going to be kosher. But we see that a tinok is allowed to nurse from a behema tameya. Vein choshishin v'yonek sheketz. Ben, we're not afraid that he's going to be yonek, that by suckling from either the Vedas Chavim or the Behemoth Tameya, that he's sustaining himself from sheketz, from some sort of prohibited type of food. And you're not allowed to feed him nevelos and treifas, kashim v'ramosim, all sorts of prohibited foods. Umikulon yonek mem v'afilu b'shabbos. And you're allowed to be yonek from anything, even on Shabbos. With a gadol aser, but by a gadol it's going to be aser. And now Abishal says, Noagin ayinu sheyonkim beima tahora biyamtiv. That we said that people, the kids could suckle from the behema tahora on yontiv. But says the Gemara, Saktani Mia, but we see regardless, Ein Choshen Biyonek Sheketz. So we see that you're allowed to give a kid to nurse from a Behema Tameya or from a Vedas Kachavim, and we're not afraid that he's going to be eating any Isser. So it's isn't it mashma that if a Katan sees, that if a Basin sees a Katan doing an Avera, we don't have to separate him from doing the Avera? Says the Gemara, no raya, hasa mishum sakana. Over there, the reason that we're going to look the other way, the reason that we're not going to prevent the katan from eating, from drinking, from nursing, and the reason that we're not going to be concerned maybe he's violating an iser, is because there's a sakana. There's going to be a sakana to him if he doesn't get the sustenance that he needs. So says the Gemara, Iyachi gadol nami. So says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, why do we say only that the katan's allowed to nurse from a behema tameya? Even a gadol should be able to sustain himself if there's going to be a sakana if he doesn't have food. Says the Gemara, well, boy, gadol boy, yamdana. Because by a gadol, we have to evaluate if he could wait until Matzah Shabbos and then eat tar milk or not. However, by a katan, automatically we assume that he's in a state of sakana, and therefore we're going to let him eat. Says the Gemara, "Bakatan nami leboy yomdana." By a katan, we should also require an evaluation whether he could eat. Wait until after Shabbos. Am Ravuna braid Rav Yeshua. Stam tinuk mesukan etzel chalav. Stam tinuk is mitzuva is mesukan etzel chalav. And therefore we are able to allow the katan to drink, and we don't have to separate, and we don't have to separate him from Isser over here. Says the Gemara now Viter. So Abba Shalom are no again shayonkim and bema Torah biyamtiv. that we used to let the tinokos, we used to let the children nurse from a behema Torah on Yantif. Says the Gemara, hey Chedami, what case are we talking about? The last skinny line. So idika sakana, if there's sakana to the tinok, if they don't get sustenance right away, then afila b'shabbos dami. Then you should let them do it even on Shabbos. Vida leka sakana, and if there is no sakana, then afila b'yantif aser. So why are you doing this on Yantif? You're not allowed to stop do malacha on Yantif. Says the Gemara, Latzricha deikat sara, because there is a tsar, v'ksavar mefare kilachar yadu, and we figure that this is mefare kilachar yad, that this is extracting kilachar yad. Why? Says Rashi, because cholev biyado chayev mishum mefarek. If you actually milk a cow, let's say, on Shabbos, then you're going to be chayev because of mefarek, that's extracting the milk from the cow, davar migidulo. Vayonek, however, somebody who suckles directly from the cow's udder on Shabbos, havi mefarek al yidei shinui v'ayne kalachar yad. That's not the general way that we milk a cow, therefore it's kalachar yad, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Yontif. Why are you allowed to do it only on Yontif, not on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Shabbos, Nisr Skila, Gazra Banan. Shabbos, where there's a Nisr Skila, if you violated one of the Lamatas Malachos, in the regular way, therefore the Rabbanan were Gozer. Wherever Yomtif, the Isser Lav, lo Gozer be Rabbanan. However, Yomtif, which is only an Isser Lav, not an Isser Skila, the Rabbanan were only Gozer against doing the Avera the normal way. They were not Gozer against doing an Avera, Kalachar Yad, with a Shinoi. Tashma, the Gemara now tries to bring another raya. Lo sochlum ki shekatzeim. You're not allowed to eat shkatzim. Lo sachilum, but the drasha is lo sachilum. You are not allowed to feed them. Lahazur agdolim alaktanim. This comes to be mazur the gdolim alaktanim, that the gdolim are obligated to make sure that the ktanim don't violate the iser. My love, diamarlu lo sochlula. Lo sochlu. Doesn't this mean that you have to tell ktanim, don't eat this stuff? Says the Gemara, lo, dolosfula biyadayim. No, what it means is you're not allowed to actively give a katan an iser. However, if you see him stam violating an iser, eating a davar aser, you don't have to prevent him from eating it. Tashma, another attempted raya, kol nefesh michem lo sochal dam, lahazur agdolim alaktanim. Again, comes to be mazur gdolim alaktanim. My love, the amarlu lo sochlu. Doesn't it mean that you're obligated to tell the kid, don't eat blood? Says the Gemara, lo, dolosfula biyadayim. You're not allowed to feed blood to the child. Tashma, last raya, emar ve'amarta, lazer gdolim alaktanim, in Parshas Emar, by Thomas Kohenim, it says, emar ve'amarta, comes to tell the gdolim that they have to prevent even the ktanim from becoming tameh. My love, diamar lu lo litmu, doesn't it mean that you have to actually prevent the ktanim from becoming tameh? Lo dol litmu biyadayim. No, what it means is that you're not allowed to cause them to become tameh. The tzricha, so we just had three attempted proofs, three attempted rejections, they were all the same. But we need all them, says the Gemara. Diashmin and Shkatzim, because if we would have had the raya only from Shkatzim, Yisham Disurim b'mashu, because the Sheketz is Asur b'mashu, because there is a shear Ka'adasha, says Rashi, that the shear is the size of a lentil. Tosfos doesn't like that because Tosfos says elsewhere that we see that the shear is a kezayis. The reason that we say Shkatzim is b'mashu is because if you have a bria, Bifneyatzma, then the shear is going to be the bria, the size of the bria, says Tosfos. That's why it's called a mashu. Aval dam da'ad dika revias a malo, but by dam, where the iser only kicks in by a shear revias, maybe you wouldn't have to prevent the katan from violating the iser. So there is a debate here, because right now in the Gemara we're saying that the shear is a revias. Elsewhere we say that the shear of dam is a kazayas, and in fact the pasuk refers to dam as a achilas dam, not shtias dam. Generally, the shear of a revias is applicable for a shtia, not for an achila. So there are two approaches in the Rishonim. One approach is that there is a nafkamina, whether we're talking about liquid blood or congealed blood. Congealed blood is going to be a shear of a kezayis, because that's eaten. Liquid blood is going to be a shear of a revias, because you drink that. The other approach in the Rishonim is, no, that they're actually the same shear. In other words, a revias of liquid blood, when it congeals, is a kezayis. Okay, but I might think, therefore, that this obligation to separate a katan from violating an iser applies only by shekas, because it's a very stringent iser, because it's even a mashu, but by dam, maybe not. Yesh mina dam, and if we would have had dam, mishram diika kares, because it's an iser kares. Aval shvatzim may malo, but by shvatzim, maybe basin would not be mitzuva, maybe basin would not be obligated to prevent the katan from sinning, because it's only an iser lav, and even though you could violate many iser lavin when you eat a sheret, still many iser lavim does not yet equate to an iser of kares. And if you want to say that the halacha applies by these two, it's only because it's iser shava b'kol, because all Jewish people are not allowed to eat shrotzim or drink blood. Aval tuma ema lo, but by tuma maybe it wouldn't apply. V'yashmina tuma, and if we said the halacha only by tuma, that based in is not mitzvah to be mafresh kohanim shani misham deriba ben mitzvah siseros. Maybe I would think that I can't bring any raya from Tumas Kohanim, because Kohanim in themselves are different, because they're commanded in many more mitzvahs. Aval hani emelo tzricha. However, maybe this halacha doesn't apply by anybody else. Therefore, we need all of these three cases. There is a machlokas rishonim if this din applies to all the surim Shabbat Torah or only to machalas asuros toman Shabbos. So that's a debate in the rishonim. Says the Gemara now, Tashma, back to our regularly scheduled program, which if you recall was all about the two brothers. This was the massive Mishnah, the only Mishnah in the Perek, the massive Mishnah about the two brothers married to the two women, Cheresh and Chareshes and a Pikachas, and the women in some of the cases were sisters, and some of the cases they weren't sisters. So again, back to that discussion. So says the Gemara, Tashma, Shnei Achin, you have two brothers, Echas Pikach Vechad Cheresh. One is a Pikach, one's a Cheresh, and Suen Shnei Achios, married to two sisters, Pichos, they were both Pichos. Meis Cheresh Bal Pikachas, if the Cheresh dies, Ma yase pikeach bal pikachas, what should the pikeach do? Teitze mishamachos isha. Well, the pikeach's wife is the deceased's sister, and therefore the zika terminates because of achos isha. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the pikeach dies, so ma yase cheresh bal pikachas, what should the cheresh do? Because again, the cheresh's wife is the sister of the dead Pikeach's wife. So Motzi is ish to beget, he has to divorce his own wife, the Chareshes, ve'eshes achav esru liyolam. And the eshes achav is going to be usher to him forever. So why is it that he can't do Yibam? So he can't do Yibam because he can't do Yibam because he is currently married to the dead person's wife's sister. He also has to divorce his wife because we do have a Zika on a Doraisa level, which means that he can no longer be with his wife who was only married to on a Drabanan level. But even though the Zika Doraisa makes him divorce his wife, he's still not able to be with the Yavama because there still is an Isser Erva on a Drabanan level. So he's in a conundrum. He's in a catch-22. Says the Gemara, Amai Motzi as Ishta Beget. Why does he have to divorce his wife? Tesev Gabe, let them continue to get married. Aye, there's an Isser Erva Midrabanan. Katan Ochal Nevela Su. It's a Katan Ochal Nevela. So isn't it a raya that you have to prevent the wife, the Chareshes, who's a Lav Bardas and like a Katana, from sinning? Says the Gemara, no, Misha Misur Dida, because he's a Cheresh, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So don't we see that you do have to prevent a Cheresh from sinning? Says the Gemara, no, because she's a Pikachas, and therefore she's going to be complicit. That's why they're not allowed to violate Navera. It's got nothing to do with the Katan or the Cheresh. Says the Gemara, another Raya, Tashmash, Nei Achen Pikchin is Suen Shei Achios. You have two brothers who are both Pikchin, they're married to two sisters, Echas Pikachas Vachas Chareshes, one's a Pikachas, one's a Chareshes, Meis Pikach Bal Chareshes. The Pikach, one of the brothers dies, Mayase Pikach Bal Pikachas. What should the Pikach Bal Pikachas do? Teitze Mishamachos Isha. Well, the Yavama is his wife's sister, and therefore the Zika terminates because of Achos Isha. Meis Pikach Bal Pikachas, if the Pikach, the Bal Pikachas dies, Mayase Pikach Bal Chareshes. What should the Pikach Bal Chareshes do? So Motzi is Ishto Beget, so he has to divorce his wife, Ve'eshes Achiv B'chalitza, and he has to give Chalitza to the Yavama. Says the Gemara, Vamai Motzi is Ishto Beget. Why does he have to divorce his wife? Tesev Gabe, Katan Ochal Nevelasu. Let them continue to get married. It's a Katan Ochal Nevelas, because the Chareshes is like a Ktana. So the fact that you're making him divorce his wife doesn't approve that you have to be mafresh a katan from doing an avera. Says the Gemara, no, Misha Misuri Didei, because he's not a katan, he's a pikeach, so he's not allowed to stay in this illicit relationship. Amar Rava Tashma, Shnei Achen Echaz Cheresh Veska Pikeach. You have two brothers, one of them is a Cheresh, one of them is a Pikeach, and the Suin Lashnei Achios Echaz Pikachas Vachas Chereshes. One of them is a Pikachas, one of them is a Chereshes. Meis Cheresh Bal Chereshes, Mayasa Pikeach Bal Pikachas, Teitzim Mishamachos Ishto. Good, he says, the Yavamas is his wife's sister, therefore the Zika terminates. Meis Pikeach Bal Pikachas. However, if the Pikeach dies, Mayasa Chereshes, Cheresh Bal Chereshes. What does the Cheresh Bal Chereshes do? Motzi as Ishta Beget, he has to divorce his wife because now the Zika of the wife's sister prevents him, which is a Daraisa Zika, prevents him from being with his wife. Veishas Achiv Asur Liolam, because she is still on a Drabanan level, the sister of his wife, and therefore that's going to be an Isser Erva. But over here, he's a Cheresh, she's a Chereshes, yet we're saying that you have to divorce his wife, lest you come to violate the Isser of being married to the Isser of staying married to the sister of somebody who you had a Zika with. Viktani, Motzei Es Ishta Beget. So isn't this a raya that Katan Ochel Mavela is based in Mitzuvan Lafrisho? Amrav Shmaya, Gzeri Mishama Toras Yavama Lashok. No, this is only because of Gzeira Vataras Yavama Lashok. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the Amri Tesef Charesh as Gabe Cheresh, because if we say that they're allowed to remain married, Lo Yode Inshi, the time of Mishum Katan Ochel Nevelasu, people wouldn't realize that the only reason they're allowed to stay married is because it's like a Katan Ochel Nevelas. Pesavri, the Kedushin Dida, Dochulo Lezika, the Bikachas Achosa, Vein Boal Achos Kukaso. They would think that the fact that he's married means that it's Doche, it pushes off the Zika of the brother's wife. Therefore, they're going to think that there is no Zika, and that the woman of the wife of the dead husband is allowed to marry anybody. But that's not the case. Therefore, in order to make this whole show, we force him to divorce his wife. Okay, says the Gemara now. Says the Gemara now. Vayter, beginning of the 15th perek. So Isha Shalcho Hiya Baila Medina Sayyam. So you have a woman, she travels with her husband to Medina Sayyam. Shalom Bein Ola Veina V'Shalom B'Yolam. There is shalom between them, they have a peaceful marriage, and there is peace in the world. What does it mean, peace in the world? Rashi says that She'ein Shas Cherem D'Teima B'Dedami Me'umad Liba Impera She'men Echodesh O'Chachayim. In other words, that there's peace in the world, meaning that she's not going to assume, therefore, that if the husband disappears for a month or two, that he's necessarily dead. That the Vaday Hol V'Lochazar her Gualistim. It says Rashi that she's going to think if there is a dangerous situation in the world, if he disappears for any period of time, she's going to think that maybe bandits accosted him. The whole V'Lav Shas Cherem Ilo Chazes Dami. In other words, the problem is that she's going to make assumptions. If there is a war going on, if there's a war raging, she's going to assume if he doesn't come back for any substantial period of time, that the reason he didn't come back is because he's dead. So she's going to assume that he's dead. She's going to then marry somebody else. What's going to happen when he comes back? We already had this a couple of months ago on the daf. She's going to be usher to both of them, and she's not going to get exuba from either one of them, and her kids are going to be mamzerim. Not a very happy situation. But we're talking about a case where there's shalom between them, there's shalom in the world, uvave amra meis baili, and she comes back and says that my husband dies. Tina say the halacha is she's allowed to get married. However, and even though we say, generally speaking, that ein davar sheberva pachas mishnayim, over here the woman's believed herself, because this is a davar she'asid levarer, because eventually it's going to be mevarer whether the husband's alive or not. Also, we don't have to be afraid that she's going to lie, because if she does lie, and she does get married to somebody else, and then the husband returns, then she's in an untenable situation. Meis bali tizyavim. Therefore, if the husband has a brother and she says, Meis bali, my husband dies, tizyavim, she's able to do yibum with the brother. Shalom beino levino mochama biolam. However, if they have a happy marriage, but there is a war, if their relationship is very unhappy, even if there's peace in the world, and if their relationship is very bad, then we're afraid that she might lie and say that the husband is dead, so that she'll go get married to somebody else. Then when the husband returns, she's going to be usher to stay with the husband. And then she comes back and says that my husband dies. She's not going to be believed. That she's not believed unless she comes back and is exhibiting outward signs of avelus. So the Chachamim said, no, that it's not contingent on her showing outward signs of mourning. Whether she shows outward signs of mourning or not, she is able to get married if there is shalom between her and her husband, and if there's shalom in the world. So we're going to continue with this discussion of the circumstances in which the woman is believed with this type of testimony tomorrow, God willing. Everybody have a great day and a good Chodesh.